Welcome back to Spain and Company. Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette with you on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. A lot of conversation around the social plays that teams and leagues are making as they return to sports to make sure they acknowledge this pivotal moment in our country's history, our ability to hopefully act and make change to the inequalities faced by Black people for centuries, but not a lot from the world of baseball, and maybe predictably so. Joining us now on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, former World Series champ Preston Wilson, whose interview in Sports Illustrated talks about why he's not surprised that there are so few Black players and maybe the reticence from MLB to speak on some of these issues. Preston, thanks for the time.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me. I'm a big fan.
Thanks. The MLB posts a statement, "We want to be better. We need to be better. And this is our promise to do the work." It mentions George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery, talks about zero tolerance for racism and justice. And you tweet out to them, "Give me a call," from your own experience, including being the only Black player on the 2006 World Series team. No word from them yet, huh?
No word from them yet. You know, it's one of those things where I understand. I've been through a lot of these scenarios. You know, I watched my father, come up through baseball and saw some things he had to deal with. I know his background of being the first African-American player at the University of South Carolina, and they did not have another one until my uncle went to the University of South Carolina. You know, I saw Charles Johnson was one of my teammates, and he's really the last everyday starting catcher that's African-American that baseball has had. You look at how few pitchers are African-American in baseball. You look at how few managers and coaches and general managers. And really, you have Derek Jeter, who has such a small percentage of the ownership when you talk money of the Marlins. But he's really looked at as the face of the Marlins because he runs the club. But the money that he has invested with the Marlins is not anywhere near, you know, any type of substantial percentage to call him a majority owner. So, he runs the club, yes, but financially he's not the force behind that team. So baseball really is a closed loop. And it has a lot of work to do, but I think they need to open themselves up to the ideas that maybe they can't possibly see, because it's really not in their circle. It's not in their lives to experience the things that I'm talking about or that African-American baseball players talk about. And until they open themselves up to those ideas and see what they are, changes aren't going to happen.
Preston, I think back to being a youngster, and as a Black man, I grew up loving the sport of baseball because I saw a lot of me out there. I saw Tony Gwynn. I saw Ricky Henderson. I saw Ozzie Smith. I saw Bobby Bonilla, Barry Bonds. I saw your father out there. So many names that I could rattle off throughout this entire segment effortlessly that, quite simply, there's not a lot of Preston Wilsons out there currently. What is the biggest factor in the dwindling of numbers and maybe why Black people aren't keying into the sport anymore, because they're not seeing as many of us out there anymore?
Well, I think the biggest factor is when you get a young kid that's in a household that doesn't have the disposable income to maybe play travel ball or even the ability to pay for college in its entirety without athletics being a part of it. A lot of those kids in those situations are African-American or they're in a lower income households. Those kids have to make an adult decision at the age of 14, 15 as to whether baseball is worth it to me to be a part of my life past high school, because they have to consider how am I going to go to college. And you can get a basketball or football scholarship and really not be the best player on your team. You definitely don't have to be the best player in your state. You don't have to be the best player in your conference to get a scholarship for football or basketball. When you talk baseball, you can't get a full ride no matter how good you are. So baseball is not economically viable to most kids. And that's why you'll hear the term country club sport, because that means in order for you to play baseball, you have to have disposable income to do things with money that most people don't have.
Yeah.
And
it's a big part of it.
That's why you don't see them.
It's a huge part of it. And once you get there, you talk about the culture shock. And we're talking to Preston Wilson, former World Series champ. Great story written by Stephanie Apstein for Sports Illustrated, profiling him and his takes on why baseball is so lacking in Black players. You talk about the culture shock, and I want to talk about it seriously, but quick question for you. When you watched Caddyshack, in order to learn some of the lines, in order to hang out with your white teammates, did you like the movie?
Oh, yes, I did. I liked it.
Oh, no, Preston.
Yes, 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 yes. Great movie. Preston. Yes, Preston.
I'm a Bill. I'm a Bill Murray fan. I thought Airplane was hilarious. You know, there's a lot of movies, but
It's made my weekend.
On the other side of that, you know, how many of them know lines from Coming to America? Many of them know lines from Life?
Yep.
You know, how many of them know Soul Glow? Like, you know, like, that's and that's the part of it. Like,
feeling so silky smooth, Preston. Let it shine.
Things that mean so much to us in our culture.
Yeah.
We don't get to share with them, but we have to indulge in theirs in order to be able to be part of the team. If not, if you're not able to laugh at those jokes or have those conversations, you're an outcast.
Yeah, it's so fascinating because I think there are so many white people who don't realize that because they are the dominant culture, they get to decide what the culture is, and they can take from the black culture when they want, and you know, but they are willing to then say it's too black when a player isn't you know, using references that they understand, and get to ignore these things that matter so much to their teammates, in part because like you on that 2006 team, you were the only black player. Let's talk about some more serious than the movies and the music, as much as that's an everyday thing. You actually had a teammate constructing a noose in the clubhouse. Can you tell me about that incident?
It was a really odd thing. You know, I'm sitting there at a locker, and there's a door that was across from me, and that door kind of leads to the dugout. So the guy who had the noose in his hand actually comes to that door. He opens the door. My locker wasn't there, so I wasn't really supposed to be sitting there. But when he opened it and he just looked at me, and the noose is in his noose is in his right hand. He opened the door with his left, I guess. And he's looking at me, and you could just see that second where it just looked like all the blood drained out of his face. And he never came in. The door just closed, and he walked away.
It's absolutely incredible. Preston, so much of the history of the sport and how the pipelines are white pipelines to kind of lead into this almost an unknown of interaction of these white men in the sport to black guys, because some of these prospects coming in maybe are coming out of high school, and given where they lived or where they went to school, they just weren't around them. You spoke about living with it was told about you living with Jason Isringhausen coming up with the Mets, and he had never lived with a black person before in that sport, a predominantly white sport, and to be a black person, I just got to imagine this is something every day where you feel this level of isolation. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Being an African-American baseball player is a really lonely experience sometimes. I mean, spring training is okay because there's usually, you know, you have all the levels there in one big facility. Everything from A-ball to AAA is usually in one facility in a minor league complex. But once the season starts and you go off onto your teams, you may end up being one of two African-American players on your team. You may end up being the only African-American player on your team. And then you have the subsections where you might be the only one at your position. You know, whether it's infield, outfield, pitcher, catcher, you may be the only one in that subset. So it's like this constant, like upside-down pyramid of where you find yourself more and more isolated as these divisions break down. The hardest part is having someone that you share things that you want to talk about, life experiences. So you find yourself constantly assimilating. You find yourself constantly adjusting yourself to be part of that something else. Now, I have had teammates who have kind of gone out of their way to be interested in some of the things that I watch, or the music I listen to, or, you know, the things I like to read, or it's something like that. There are guys along the way who've done a great job as far as stepping outside of themselves, and maybe in a sense recognizing how uncomfortable it was for me to constantly be the one to do the adjusting. But that doesn't always happen. And it's a lonely experience. And I look at guys on certain teams and I go, man, you know, I can understand. I heard Ian Desmond talking, and it's like, you understand where you want to keep that person that you are, but there's an intersectionality of who you are, what you do, and what you're willing to do to be a part of what you do. And all of those things come together, and at some point you find yourself leaving part of yourself because you can't bring all of your jokes or all of your laughter, all of the music that you have into that other part of your life. You have to leave that part behind. Conversely, other guys don't have to leave that part of themselves behind. It's all wrapped up in one package for them.
It's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette. We're running out of time here, Preston. This is so fantastic. We might have to have you on again because your perspective is really interesting. And as a woman, actually, baseball, I think, is one of the toughest sports to cover, too. And I think it is that sort of right out of high school, you start spending all of your time with just your teammates and managers. You're not all of them go to college, or if they do, they're still sort of constantly surrounded by this locker room. And so it can be very one note, whether that's for women or the race that they're surrounding themselves with. Thanks so much for the time, Preston. Really fantastic story, too. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.